This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Bank earnings, as Ms. Hill was telling us up at the top of the broadcast, are doing fine. In fact, corporate profits as a rule are doing all right. There's lots of money to be made out there on both sides of the law, as it turns out. And as Marketplace's Jeff Tyler is about to tell us, there really can be such a thing as too much money.
Drug cartels in Mexico have a money problem. They have more cash than they know what to do with, literally. If you bring a lot of cash to a bank like this one in Mexico City, the teller will say,
"We need the invoice or receipt that shows why you are making the deposit in cash."
It's harder to deposit cash because of new Mexican banking laws, so cartels end up warehousing mountains of it in various stash houses. When Mexican police confiscated the loot from a cartel associate, U.S. agent Jerry Miles got closer than most of us ever will to $200 million in cash.
Wall to wall, 3 feet high, to within like a foot to 2 feet of the entryway to the room. They're just stacks of money.
To keep those walls of cash from being confiscated by police, the cartels need a way to legitimize their drug money and show that their revenues were made legally. It's called money laundering, and the cartels do a lot of it here in the U.S. Jerry Miles is a federal agent with Homeland Security Investigations.
We're seeing money come back into the United States as part of the scheme to launder money.
I met Jerry Miles across from a church in downtown Los Angeles. He focuses on what's known as trade-based money laundering. In other words, buying and selling consumer goods to disguise the criminal origins of the money. Imagine the cartel buys a shipment of widgets worth $100,000 in the U.S. But on the Mexican customs form, the cartels lie and say that they paid $200,000.
They take the $100,000 where they really sold the widgets. Then they take another $100,000 of their own money, the dirty money. They go to the bank and say, "See, I sold all these widgets for $200,000. Here's $200,000. It's a lot more complicated than that, but that is like the basic concept of it.
It's those discrepancies in the paper trail that often trip up the criminals. Special Agent Hector Colon investigates the cartels as if he were going after white-collar criminals.
We've always believed that cartels operate as if they were a corporation.
Colon says cartels employ their own kind of chief financial officer, the criminal kind.
They will open corporations or they will seek businesses that are willing to move money for cartels.
Right now, Colon is analyzing international trade data for gold.
What I'm noticing in this graph is that the value of gold bullion down here is being declared well below the value of scrap gold. And we know that gold bullion is more pure than scrap gold.
That's one way law enforcement identifies money launderers. But how easily can merchants spot them? I'm here in the Los Angeles Jewelry District. I'm looking for merchants who've been approached by people working for the cartels who are trying to launder money. I spent a couple days cold calling jewelers. Several told me that they frequently get propositions about large cash deals that would be off the books, but they were afraid to talk on the radio. But it has to be tempting for the retail jewelers I met on the ground floor. For them, business is bad. You can see how desperate retailers might start rationalizing bags of questionable cash. And it's not just the gold and jewelry businesses. The cartels are diversified. In the past, they've invested in products ranging from kids' toys to plasma TVs. Again, Agent Jerry Miles.
We believe this is going to become a bigger problem in the near to midterm future.
Homeland Security Investigations predicts there will be significant arrests related to trade-based money laundering in the coming months. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.